Well, I welcome to my class this morning.
欢迎大家今天来上主日学。
I would like to ask a word of prayer before we begin, if you would pray with me.
我们开始的时候先一起来祷告。
Dear Father, we pray for your help as we begin this morning.
天父，我们要在开始之前来寻求你的帮助。
Send the Holy Spirit to direct our thoughts today.
求你差遣你的圣灵来指导我们的思想。
Help me to speak what you want me to say.
帮助我口里说出来的是你想让我说的话。
And open the hearts of the hearers to learn what you want them to learn.
你也开启在座的每一位的心灵，让他们学到你要他们学的知识。
We seek your help.
我们祈求你的帮助。
And we thank you for it.
我们也为此献上感谢。
And we pray in the lovely name of Jesus. Amen.
我们这样祷告是奉主耶稣的名求。Amen.
Everywhere I go,
我不论去到哪里
and no matter what class I'm teaching,
而且不管是上什么样的课程
sooner or later the question of sin arises.
迟早这个罪的问题就要出现
Everybody agrees that in heaven there'll be no sin.
当然每一个人都同意说在天堂里就不会有罪了
So the question arises then, if there's not going to be any sin there,And there's lots of sin here. How do we deal with it?
那么问题这样就来了。如果在天堂里没有罪，然后在我们在地上生活的时候还有很多罪的话，那这个中间我们应该怎么过生活呢？
So I want to start with some scripture in 1 John.
所以我们今天开始的时候，先来一起看约翰一书第一章第七节和第九节。约翰一书第一章的第七节和第九节。
The Epistle of 1 John, chapter 1, and the two verses that I have on the PowerPoint is verse 7 and verse 9.
约翰一书第七章，第一章第七和第九节，在新约圣经比较靠最后面的地方。
Let me read verse 7 for you. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light...We have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanseth us from all sin.
第七节讲到，我们若在光明中行，如同神在光明中，就彼此相交，他儿子耶稣的血也洗净我们一切的罪。
And then I want to go down to verse 9. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins,And to cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
第九节，我们若认自己的罪，神是信实的，是公义的，必要赦免我们的罪，洗净我们一切的不义。
Okay, then I want to back up a few pages to the book of James. I don't have this one on the PowerPoint, so I'll give you just a moment to find it. James chapter 4 and the last verse of the chapter.
如果你再翻到雅各书，就是在约翰一书前两本。之前的两个书，雅各书第四章的最后一节。
James 4:17, it reads this way. Therefore, to him that knoweth to do good, and doeth it not, to him it is sin.
雅各书第四章十七节讲到，人若知道行善，却不去行，这就是他的罪了。
Now we could change the wording just a little bit.This is talking about somebody who knows they ought to do something to do good. We could say to him that knoweth to not do evil, and he doeth it, to him it is sin.
那么或者我们把这个反过来说，就是说 人如果知道 是恶的事情反而去行，那也是他的罪。
So when you know you should not do evil and you do it, it's sin.
所以不该行恶的时候去行，你知道不是恶却去行就是罪。
And if you know there's something you should do and don't do it, that is sin.
然后知道是善却不去行也是罪。
Now, going back to the first passages we read in the Epistle of John, I want to focus again on this where he says, If we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another and the blood covers us.
那我们再回到刚才讲到的约翰一书第七节， 约翰一书第一章的第七节，我们若在光明中行，如同神在光明中，就彼此相交。他儿子耶稣的血也洗净我们一切的罪。
So everybody wants to know then, what is light?
那所以讲到光，那我们就想知道到底什么是光。
If I'm supposed to walk in the light, what is the light?
那如果我要在光中行的话，到底什么是光呢？
So over the years, I've made up my own little definition of light for my students.
那我在这教书的这些年，我慢慢形成了自己对光的理解，给它一个定义。
And I have it here on the PowerPoint. It's simply God's opinion of any matter.
这个简单的来说，就是神对一切事物的看法，就是光。
Just about any decision you make in life, if you stop and consult with God, He has an opinion on it.
基本上你在生活中面临的每一项选择，如果你停下来要问神的意见的话，其实他都是有看法的。
Now I've said many times, have you thought how many choices you have made already today?
我问过大家很多次这个问题，你有没有想过你今天一天需要做多少次的选择？
You know, it's a quarter of 12 and you've probably made thousands of decisions and choices already today.
现在还不到中午十二点，但是你知道吗？你这一天已经做了可能有上千种选择了。
Let's go to tomorrow morning, Monday morning.
那如果我们跳一下到明天早上，礼拜一。
Probably the first thing you'll be aware of tomorrow will involve a choice on your part.
那可能你明天早上清醒过来，第一件事情就要做一个选择了。
Unless you're an old person, you probably wake up with an alarm clock.
除非你很老了，不需要那个按时起床，那你可能每个人都会被闹钟叫醒。
Now I want to ask you something.
那现在就有问题了。
Is there anything any more beautiful than a lovely alarm clock?
有没有比这个闹铃声更美妙动听的声音呢？
You probably despise it.
你肯定是很讨厌闹钟的声音。
Jarring you awake out of your sleep.
把你这个从甜美的梦乡中惊醒。
And you know the minute you hear that thing starting to ring, you have to make a choice.
可是你知道吗？就是当你听到第一声闹钟响的时候，你现在就要做决定了。
Now you have two options.
两个选择。
You can let it ring till it runs down or the battery goes dead.
你可以让它一直响，一直响，响到没电为止。
Or you can reach out and turn it off.
或者你伸手去把它摁掉。
And that's a choice you have to make.
所以这里面你就要做选择。
Then after you make that choice, you have to immediately make another choice.
这个选择完了以后，紧接着就有另外一个了。
I'll assume you have it shut off and it's quiet now.
那假设你把闹钟按下去了，已经不响了。
Now you have to decide what you're going to do about it.
那你现在要决定了，你该怎么做呢？
You could lay in bed and maybe get a few more winks.
你可能躺在床上再赖一会儿。
Have you ever tried that?
有没有试过这样？
That's usually a disaster.
通常这个不会有好结果。
Or you can get up.
或者你就选择马上起来。
So you sit up on the bed and you throw your feet over the side.
然后所以你坐起来了，然后脚已经放在地上了。
And you decided to get up now.
所以你现在决定要起来了。
Now you head for the bathroom.
然后呢，现在就要到洗手间去。
And before long you're standing in front of the faucet. The one is blue for cold and one is red for hot.
然后你站在水池面前，然后有冷热水两个龙头，水龙头。
And you have to make another choice.
这时候你又要做选择。
Will it be hot or will it be cold?
用凉水还是用热水？
Maybe you'll do a mixture of the two.
或者呢，你两个都打开。
All right. Now you head for the closet, the clothes press.
等你洗漱完毕，你现在要去穿衣服。
And you've got more choices to make.
现在有更多的选择面临。
You're going to choose what you wear for the day.
你要选择今天穿什么。
And so now you're down in the kitchen.
穿好衣服，你要到厨房去。
And it's time to choose what you're going to eat for breakfast.
要选择早上吃什么。
So you open the cupboard doors.
然后把壁橱打开。
And you see all those rows of cereal boxes or whatnot.
看见各式各样的麦片盒子。
And you finally make a choice.
最后选择其中一个。
Now it's time to go to work.
等你吃好早饭要去上班了。
And you decide you're going to take the car.
这今天决定要开车上班。
Since it's 15 miles away.
因为离公司还很远，15英里。
So you pick up your keys and you go out in the garage and you get in the car.
所以你拿了钥匙，然后到车库去，进了车。
You decide to use the key.
你决定用车，钥匙来开，打，点火。
And so you start the car.
然后把车发动以后。
Now you're going to back the car out of the garage.
你要把车从车库里倒出来。
And so you decide to put it in R.
所以呢，这个要把先把挂挡挂在这个倒车挡上。
Yes, and you should open the garage door first.
刚才忘了说啊，要把车库门先打开。
I tried it one time with the garage door halfway up.
我有一次车库门开了一半，我就要往外倒。
And if you come to my house, my garage door is bowed out at the bottom.
所以如果你到我家里，你会看见我的那个车库门是这样凹一块出来。
So now you back out into the street.
然后你现在倒出来，倒到街上去。
And you choose to put it in D for drive.
然后呢，再把它挂在这个开车行车挡上。
And you're going down the street.
然后就沿着街道往下开。
By now, you've made hundreds of decisions.
所以我讲到这里的时候，你已经做出了上百个选择了。
And there has been no moral value attached to those decisions.
但是这里面并没有一个道德上的对与错的问题。
By that, I mean the rest of us don't care what you do with your alarm clock in the morning.
意思就是说，你早上起来摁不摁闹钟跟我们没有什么关系。
We don't care if you sleep in or get up.
你或者睡一会儿懒觉，我们也无所谓。
We don't care what you wear.
穿什么没关系。
Hopefully, it's modest.
当然要体面了。
We don't care what you eat or don't eat.
你吃不吃早饭，我们也无所谓。
We don't care if you use a key to start your car.
你这个怎么把车点着的也不要紧。
Doesn't matter if you open the garage door to us.
到底开没开车库门，确实与我们也无关。
You see, you've made decisions that don't matter a thing to anybody else.
这些选择对其他人来说都没有任何影响。
But as you go down the street, you see that sign up there that says STOP.
可是当你这个在街上开的时候，你遇到那个八角形的红色的那个牌子写着停。
And again, you must make a choice.
这个时候你就要做选择了。
Now this choice has moral value attached to it.
而且这个选择是有道德上的对错的问题的。
Because it might be my wife and my granddaughter coming on that other street.
因为也可能是我的太太和我的孙女这时候正在这个另外这个相交的这条街上走过来。
And it certainly matters to the policeman what you do at that sign.
而且你在这个停车这个牌子前停不停，对于警察来说是一件很重要的事情。
Down where I live, about a mile away, there's an intersection that has a stop sign on every corner.
那我住的房子大概一英里左右有一个这个十字路口，是四个方向都有停车牌的。
And there's an old abandoned gas station there.
然后那个其中一个角上还有一个旧的废弃不要的这个加油站。
And the state patrolman parks back in there where you can't see him.
所以呢，常常呢，警察就躲在这个加油站的后面，就是别人看不到的地方。
So one morning I drove over beside him to talk to him.
所以有一天早上呢，我正好从那儿开过去，我就停在他旁边，我跟他聊了一会儿天。
I put my window down and he put his window down.
我们俩把车窗都摇下来。
But it wasn't a him.
但不是一个这个那个男的他哈
It was a her.
是一个女士一个女的警察
I said, is this a good place for you to sit by these stop signs?
然后我就问他停在这儿这个看着是不是一个挺好的地方
Oh, she said, I do very good business here.
她说在这儿生意很不错
Okay, so I just wanted to ask her how it went.Now, my students, sometimes, they say that they do a rolling stop.
那我的学生有时候跟我讲，就说他们那个停哈，他们在这种停车牌前面不是一种完全的停，是这种慢慢的蹭过去的样子。
That means they almost stop.
所以就是好像要停不停这样，还是没有停，一直有点往前走。
But then that's really not stopping.
但是这个在按严格来说是没有停的，是算没有停。
I have a dear friend who's now in heaven.
我有一个很亲爱的朋友，他现在已经在天堂。
Reverend Egan.
他的名字叫Egan, 他是一个牧师。
He was driving home one night with his wife from a preaching service.
他有一天晚上和太太一起在讲完道以后回家。
And he came up to a stop sign out in the country.
然后就在这个乡村路上有一个这样停车牌的地方。
And he didn't stop.
他忘记了停下来。
And the state patrolman saw him and pulled him over.
然后这个时候警察正好看到他没有停，所以就把他截下来了。
He said, "Didn't you see that stop sign back there?"
所以警察就问他，你有没有看到那个停车的那个牌子
？Yes, sir. He said, "I saw it, but I didn't see you."
他说我看到那个牌子了，但是没有看到你。
And so he was merciful and let him go.
当然，这个警察那天还挺宽宏大量，没有给他罚单，就让他走了。
And so we make choices all day long.
所以我们每天都在做选择。
And many of those have no moral value attached.
很多这个选择是没有道德上对错的关系的。
But many of them do.
但也确实有一些是有道德上的对错。
And depending on the light you have,
那当然对于你的知识，就是说我们刚才讲的光来说，
You will decide how you're going to choose.
你里面的光决定你要做出什么样的选择。
Let me go to the next slide. Now, in this matter of making choices, God has an opinion on how you make those choices.
我们选做选择的时候，很多时候神是在这件事情上有他的观点的。
He will give you light on certain things.
而在这些事情上，如果他是有他的这个对错好坏的观点，他就会让你知道他的光是什么样的。
The first thing I have up there says that God is interested in what we look at or what we view.
那第一个我们谈到的就是我们所读的、所看到的东西，神是有他的观点的。
Let me tell you something.
我来告诉你一件事情。
You can't help what you see.
你可能没有办法阻止自己看到了什么。
But you choose what you look at.
但是你可以选择自己盯着什么看。
God has given you eyes that operate like a camera.
你神给了你的眼睛就好像照相机一样。
And as you go through life, you see things. You can't help it.
所以当你在日常生活的时候，你很可能就是瞥到什么东西，这样一眼看过去，这个你没有办法控制的。
But then you actually choose what you look at.
但是你要不要停下不来定睛盯着他去看，这是你的选择。
And God has an opinion on that.
而你这个选择，神是有他的观点的，神有他的标准。
There are rules we have to obey.
我们要遵守一些规则。
We just talked about traffic rules and stop signs.
我们刚刚谈到了这个交通规则，讲到这个停车牌要停的问题。
As we drove down here today, I saw speed limits on I-95.
那我们今天是从95上开过来的，95上也有这个限速的牌子。
I saw speed limits on Lantana.
然后在这个 Lantana 这条路上也有一个限速的牌子。
And I had to make choices as I was driving.
那我看到这个限速，我就要选择说我开多快。
So there were always rules.
所以我们周围生活中必不缺少的是有规则。
For the children, mom and dad have rules in the house.
对于孩子们来说，父母亲在家里有家规。
The school teacher has rules for the schoolroom.
在学校，在教室里也有学校的规矩。
So everywhere you go, you're going to be under somebody's rule.
所以不管你去到哪里，你都要受到某些规条的约束。
And you will choose what you're going to do as far as following those rules.
那你就有一个选择，你要不要遵守这些规则。
You get to choose what you say.
还有我们所说的、所讲的是我们的选择。
Now my wife and I have pastored two churches over 21 years.
我们在过去的21年曾经在两个教会当过牧师。
And I've had people say, oh, I just say things.
有些人就会说，哎呀，我常常是口不择言，想什么说什么。
Oh, they say, that's just my personality.
他们就说我天生就是这样，就是这种性格，心直口快所谓。
And my response is, no, you get to choose the words you use when you speak.
但是我对他们的回答是这样的，你所说的话你是有选择的，你是可以控制的。
And God has an opinion on the words you use.
而且你要怎么说的，说出来什么样的话，神是有他的规定，有他的选择。
God has an opinion on what you wear, how you dress.
你怎么样穿衣服，神也有他的看法。
He has an opinion on music.
你听什么样的音乐。
I've had young people come to me and say, the music I listen to is not good for me.
那我见过一些年轻人，他们来跟我讲说，我听的那些音乐对我不好。
And apparently God is giving them his opinion because they don't feel good about it.
明显的就是神已经对他们的音乐有一定的看法，所以会把这个想法放在他们心里，让他们知道这不是一个他们应该听的音乐。
God has an opinion on what you do for your recreation and hobby.
然后神也对你从事什么样的娱乐活动，休闲下来做什么，他也有他的看法。
God has an opinion on life's mate.
还有你选择什么样的配偶。
Now I teach in a Bible college at Hope Sound.
我在 Hope Sound 的这个圣经学院教书。
And sometimes the young men will come into my office.
有的时候呢，就有一些年轻人来到我的办公室。
And they have their eye on a girl.
这些男孩子呢，就是可能看上了某个女孩子。
And they want to know my opinion.
他们就会来问我的意见怎么样。
Say, what do you think? Would she be a good wife for me?
他们会问我说，你觉得谁谁怎么样？她会是一个好妻子吗？
Would she be good to live in the parsonage?
会不会是这个一个当一个好的师母？
A preacher's house, yes. And so, I used to give them my opinion.
我从前常常会把我的看法告诉他们。
Very foolish of me.
其实是一个很傻的事情。
They would go right out and tell the girl what I said.
因为我说了什么，他们转身就把我说的话告诉那个女孩子。
So nowadays I keep quiet.
所以现在我知道这个三缄其口。
One of my mottos in life is this.
我有一些这个人生的信条。
I never got in trouble for something I didn't say.
我如果不开口的话，一定不会惹麻烦。
So now I don't give opinions.
所以我现在不再对这些事情提出意见了。
But God has an opinion.
但是神对你选择什么样的配偶，他有看法。
One of the most important decisions you'll make in life.
而且这也是你这个一生中可能做的最重要的选择之一。
You wouldn't want to make that decision without asking God what He thought.
你不想说越过他，没有问他的意见就做出这样的选择。
And God, of course, has opinion on your life's calling.
当然，你的这个一生所要做的事情，神也有他的看法。
What I was trying to say in the sermon this morning was, if you'll die out to your plan and find out what God's will is, life will be much better for you.
我今天早上这个讲到的主题就是说，如果你愿意放弃自己的计划，而去遵循，然后遵守神为你提供的计划的话，你的生命会变得更加美好。
Now, as I said, everybody who calls themselves a Christian knows that heaven is a place where there is no sin.
我们每一个 称自己为基督徒的人都知道天堂在天堂里没有罪恶。
Catholics believe that.
不管你是天主教徒。
Anybody who says they're a Christian realizes that heaven is a place where there's no sin.
或者是基督徒，我们都知道在天堂里没有罪。
So the question is, where do you get rid of sin?
那问题就是说了，在什么地方这个从有罪到无罪是在哪个地方发生这个转变这个交换的呢？
The Roman Catholic Church, and I've studied Catholicism, teaches that purgatory is where you deal with sin after you die.
那这个罗马天主教他们的教义是说有一个炼狱，这个炼狱是在那个地方人把自己身上的罪洗清的。
The only problem with that, there's no scripture to teach that.
这个但是这个问题就是说圣经里并没有这样的教导。
Many other evangelical churches teach that when you die, you get rid of your sins.
那很多这个基要派的这个基督徒，他们的教义是说，当你死去的时候，你的身上就不再有罪了。
Again, there's no scriptural support for that.
但是实际上，圣经里也没有这样说。
No, God wants to get deliverance from sin in this life right now.
神要我们在人还活在这个世上的时候，就要开始让罪把罪从我们的生命中除去。
Because if we confess our sins, He's faithful and just to forgive them, as we read.
因为我们刚才也读到了，如果我们认自己的罪，神是信实的，是公义的，必要赦免我们的罪。
And so it's while we're here on what we call our day of probation.
是我们现在还在这里，我们把这个今世的生活叫做是我们的这个缓刑的地方。
It's like God has us on our good behavior down here.
好像有点就是说要看我们在这个世上的这个表现是我们这个决定我们将来是怎么样的是被释放还是被这个继续服刑。
So if you're planning on going to heaven, you'll have to deal with the sin issue now in this life.
所以如果你计划将来要去天堂的话你就必须在今生就要解决你的罪的问题。
Now, let's talk aboutHow I can know what a sin is. And I like to tell my students there are two standards that must be met in order to commit a sin. And it starts with this business of light.
那我们再具体来谈一谈罪的问题。我经常跟我的学生讲，如果就是说罪的发生是要有两个条件的，那其中第一个呢，就是这个知识，就跟我们刚才讲的这个光有关系。
So if light is God's opinion, where do I get God's opinion?
如果我们刚才说光就是神对事物的看法的话，那我从哪里知道他到底有什么样的看法呢？
As it says up here, the Bible.
那我们看到第一条就是从圣经上。
You'll get about 95% of all of your light out of God's word.
大概你 90% 的光都是从神的话语来的。
That's why Pastor Xi is urging you to read your Bible.
这也是为什么许牧师一直强调我们要读圣经。
Now I have up here the phrase, "The entrance of thy word giveth light."
我这里有讲到这个，就是你的言语一解开就发出亮光。
That's found in Psalm 119, verse 130.
这是在诗篇119篇130节。
I'm sorry, I should have put that on the slide. Psalm 119, verse 130. The entrance of thy word giveth light.
诗篇119篇第130节讲到，你的言语一解开，就发出亮光。
Now God will never tell you it's okay to do something if he tells you in his word not to do it.
如果神在圣经里已经明确说了 这件事情不应该做的话，神不会再另外告诉你说现在可以。
So you get 95% of your light probably from the Bible.
所以我们大概有 90% 的这个亮光是从神的话语来的。
But then also, God gave you something that John's Gospel 1:9.
如果我们看约翰福音第一章第九节，
It says, He is the light which lighteth every man coming into the world.
讲到那光是真光，照亮一切生在世上的人。
You know what that means?
你知道这个是什么意思吗？
He's given you a conscience.
就是你一生下来，你的里面就有亮光，那个就是我们的良知。
And as a child is born, he'll get to the age of what we call accountability.
这个孩子从小生下来婴儿的时候懵懵懂懂，但是长到一定岁数，他开始懂事了，明白了。
Where his conscience will begin to function.
那个时候他的良知要开始工作。
I read a story one day, and it's very helpful.
我曾经有一次读过一个故事，很有帮助。
This took place 150 years ago outside of Boston.
大概在150年前发生在波士顿的一件事情。
Theodore Parker was a famous preacher in his day.
那个时候巴克是一个很著名的一个牧师。
And he tells the story when he was a little lad.
他讲他小时候发生的一件事情。
Five, 6 years old.
可能也就五六岁吧。
And the family lived on a farm.
他的家里是在一个农场上。
So his father was going to go back to a distant field, some distance from the house, and he took the little boy along with him.
他爸爸要到田里，就是离这个房子有一段距离的地方去，所以就把他带着一起去。
So there were men harvesting in the field.
所以呢，他们那个时候也有人在田里收获，在收这个庄稼。
So the boy got weary after a while and told his dad he wanted to go back to the house.
那这个孩子跟爸爸去了以后呢，然后就过了一阵，他就想回去了。
So his dad gave permission and he started home.
那他爸爸同意了，所以他就自己往回走。
And he came past a little pond.
然后他走着走着遇到一片池塘。
And there was a branch out in the pond.
然后有一个树枝大概在那个池塘里。
And there was a little turtle sunning on the pond.
然后这个树枝上面有一个小的乌龟在那晒太阳。
And he had seen the big boys pick up a stick and kill turtles.
他呢从前见过有一些大的男孩用那种木棍把这个乌龟打死。
So he looked around and found a branch.
那所以呢他就四周看一看，然后也找了一个木棍子来。
And just as he was ready to hit the turtle,
然后他就举起这个棍子想去打乌龟。
Something told him, don't, it's wrong.
但是他心里就有一个好像有一个声音跟他说不要这样做，这样不对。
It was a new voice he wasn't familiar with.
这个是一个对他来说是一个很新奇的经历，好像从前没有过的。
And he threw the stick down and walked back to the house to his mother.
然后这个时候他就把棍子丢下来了，然后呢就回家去找他妈妈。
And he told his mother what had happened.
然后就跟他妈妈讲了这件事情。
What was that, he said, that told me it is wrong, Mama?
所以他就问妈妈说这个我这个里面这个到底是什么声音跟我说了这个话呢？
And she said, son, that is your conscience.
所以妈妈就告诉他说孩子这就是你的良心。
That was God speaking to you.
就是神借着你的良心跟你说话。
And she said, son, always learn to listen to your conscience.
然后妈妈还教他说你孩子你要学会听你的良心的话。
And it will always steer you in the right way.
因为它会让你走在正路上。
Now, that little boy was experiencing what is in John chapter 1, the entrance, I mean, he's the light which lighteth every man coming into the world.
所以这个孩子他所经历的就是约翰福音第一章第九节讲到的照亮那光是真光照亮一切生在世上的人。
And then sometimes I have what God gives people, we call them just personal convictions.
那有的时候我们每一个人神给我们独立的每一个个人有不同的这个确定。
There are just certain things God says, maybe others do those, but I don't want you to do it.
那有一些事情可能别人做可以，但是神特别跟你说你不可以做。
We don't know why God says that, but we know he does.
我们很多时候不明白神为什么要这样说，但是我们只是确定知道说他是这样跟你讲的。
Maybe certain places he doesn't want you to go.
有可能某些地方他不愿意你去。
Something he doesn't want you to do.
或者是不想让你做什么事情。
I'll give you an example from my own life.
我可以从我自己举一个例子。
Now understand, this was just for me.
但是我明白这是我个人的一个选择。
Many years ago, when my wife and I were first married, then we had two daughters.
那很多年前我跟我太太结婚以后，我们有两个女儿。
And the girls were just little.
这个小女儿都很小，这么大概这么高。
And not too far from where we lived, there was an old abandoned amusement park that had a lake there.
那离我们住的地方不远，有一个那种废弃的游乐场，然后那里面有一个湖。
And a large corporation by the name of SeaWorld bought it.
那有一个很大的公司，就是这个海叫做海洋公园，他们买了那个地方。
Now I'd heard of SeaWorld.
我听说过这个海洋公园这个名字。
I think there's one here in Florida.
我相信佛罗里达也有家，在奥兰多。
Texas, California.
在德州，在加州都有。
So up in northern Ohio, we were going to have our SeaWorld.
那所以我们在俄亥俄呢，可能也要有一个自己的这个海洋公园了。
And everybody waited and waited for it to get completed and opened up.
所以大家都很兴奋地等着他把这个公园建好。
I was a student in Bible college at the time.
那个时候我还在神学院里读书。
And we didn't have a lot of money.
我们并没有很多钱。
And the tickets were expensive.
那个门票是很贵的。
So we saved up and we decided to take the girls and my brother-in-law and we went.
那我们就存了钱，然后呢，决定带上女儿，还有我的我也不太清楚是他的这个怎么个关系。
And we really enjoyed it.
然后我们去那儿就很开心。
And about once every year we would go to SeaWorld.
所以大概我们每隔一年都会到这个海洋公园去玩。
I had a camera and I took pictures of Shamu, the killer whale.
那我有一个照相机，我还给那个就是杀人鲸的表演照相。
When Shamu would jump out of the water and everybody would get a bath in the first 10 rows.
那如果你坐的比较靠前，当这个大的这个鲸鱼跳出来的时候，你的身上就会溅得湿乎乎的。
I thought that was great stuff.
我觉得这个很好玩。
And the penguins and the dolphins.
当然还有企鹅呀，还有海豚这些动物。
One year they added a new part.
那有一年呢，他们加了一个新的部分。
They built a huge, big stadium overlooking the water.
然后他们盖了一个很高的看台，然后下面可以看到水边。
And they were going to put on a water show with speedboats.
他们要用这种摩托快艇，然后有人来在这上面表演。
And they called it the beach party.
然后这个叫做海滩的这个 party.
So my wife and I got in the stadium and sat down with our daughters.
那所以我们那次就去了，然后带着我们的女儿一起。
And here came the performers.
然后这些表演者就出场。
About 18 young ladies and about 18 young men.
大概有18个这个年轻的女孩子，还有18个男孩子。
And the ladies were wearing skimpy two-piece bikinis.
那这个，但是这几个18个女孩子，她穿的都是很，就是穿的很少，就是比基尼那种泳衣。
So they started the show and I sat there and watched.
那这个他们这个时候他们开始表演，我们坐在那儿看。
And the Lord said to me, "How you doing, son?"
这个时候神就开始跟我说话了。他问我你觉得怎么样
？And I wasn't very comfortable.
我其实在那并不很自在。
The Lord said, "If you died, would you like this in your obituary that you died watching this?"
神就跟我说，如果你这个时候去世的话，你愿意在你的布告上出现说你是在看这种节目的时候死去的吗？
And I kind of slid down on my seat a little bit.
我就觉得好像坐不直了，开始往下出溜了。
What he said, if you had a heart attack, would you like it put that you were watching this as you left?
所以神不放过我，他说，如果你这个时候心脏病发作，你愿意让人知道你是在看这种节目的时候去世的吗？
Or he said, if I returned in the rapture, would you want to go up from this?
或者我现在耶稣就在此时此刻再来，你愿意在这种情况下跟他面对面吗？
And I looked at my wife.
然后我这时候转过头去看我太太。
She looked at me.
然后她也看着我。
And we were communicating.
所以我们心照不宣。
And I said, "We're out of here."
所以我们就都站起来走了。
And we got up in the middle of the show and walked out.
所以没有看完半截，我们就全家离开。
Now here's my point.
那我想说的是这个。
God gave me a personal conviction.
神给了我自己，给了我这个人一个确定。
And I don't go to SeaWorld anymore.
从那以后我也没有再去过海洋公园。
Maybe you've been there.
可能你去过。
I have friends who go.
我也有朋友去那里。
That's fine.
没有关系。
But not for me.
但是我不会再去了。
That's what we call a conviction.
这就是我们说的这个个人的确定信念。
Not listed in the Bible.
这不是圣经上写出来的。
It's just something God told me he doesn't want me to do.
而只是神告诉我这个人我不应该做的事情。
Please understand, I'm not saying you can't.But for me, I can't.
我希望你明白说我并不是说你不可以去但是对我来说我有这样的信念。
So don't offer me any free tickets.
所以如果你有免费的海洋公园的票也不用给我。
And if you ever hear I went,
如果你要是听说我去了海洋公园的话
you'll know I'm not walking in my light.
那你就知道说我出了问题了。
Okay. So, we get our light from the Bible, from conscience,And from convictions.
所以我们这个我们的光是从圣经来的是从我们的良知来的也是从我们个人的信念来的。
Now, in order to sin, two things must be present.
那我们讲过这个罪的发生有两件事情必须在一个就是我们刚才讲的光。
You must know something is right or wrong.
你必须知道这件事情是对还是错。
And you must make a choice.
还有就是你要做一个选择。
By that, you give the consent of your will.
也就是说你的意志同意你去这样做。
As I said at the bottom of the slide, without these two ingredients, no sin is committed.
那就在这张投影片的下面就讲到缺一不可一个是要有光一个是要有你意志上的选择。
Now, if you're in my Pentateuch class, I always ask this question of the students.
如果你要在我的课程上的话，我常常会问我的学生一个问题。
When did Eve sin back in the Garden of Eden?
在伊甸园里夏娃犯罪的时候，到底是在哪一个时刻她犯罪了呢？
Now, here's the tree of the knowledge of good and evil in the middle of the garden.
在这个伊甸园的正中间有一棵这个分别善恶的树。
And Satan, in the form of a serpent, comes up and talks to Eve about it.
然后撒旦以蛇的形象到了夏娃的旁边跟她讲话。
And he talks to her about the fruit of the tree and whether or not she's allowed to eat it.
然后跟她讲说这个果实到底好不好然后你该不该吃。
And the way he asks the questions, it's like God's holding out on them.
然后这个蛇很狡猾问题的这个方式让你觉得好像是神是有什么东西藏着掖着不好东西不给你。
And the scripture says she saw it was good for fruit.
然后圣经也告诉我们说这个夏娃看见这个果实觉得它好做食物。
It was desirable to the eyes.
然后也悦人的眼目。
And it would make you wise.
而且还能让你得智慧。
And so she was tempted.
所以她就受到这个引诱。
Now it's no sin to be tempted.
你知道当你受引诱的时候并不是一个罪。
Everybody is tempted, including our Lord.
那我们每一个人都会受到引诱甚至主耶稣在世的时候也受到引诱。
So the question is, when did she cross that imaginary line and commit the sin?
但是问题来了就是说她到底是在什么时候越过了这个红线虽然我们看不到这个线但是她到底在什么时候越过了这条界限然后犯了罪呢?
So I'd say to my students, was it when her hand started reaching toward the fruit?
是他伸手要去摘果子的时候吗
Maybe it wasn't until she actually touched the fruit.
还是在他的手碰到果子的那一刻起
Now the Bible doesn't tell us if it was an apple, but let's pretend it was an apple tree. Was it when she broke the apple loose at the stem?
那我们假装说那是一个苹果是他这个把这个苹果从树上怎么一揪让它断掉那个时候开始的吗
Or is it when she starts back toward her mouth with the fruit?
或者是在把这个果子往嘴里送的时候才开始犯罪的。
Maybe she hasn't sinned until her teeth actually bite through the skin of the apple.
或者是这个牙齿碰到了果子的时候才真正开始算犯罪了。
And maybe it's not until she swallowed it.
还是咽到肚子里才算。
Do you know when she sinned?
你知道她到底是什么时候犯罪的吗?
When she gave the consent of her will to do it.
当他在意志里决定说要去做的时候他就犯罪了。
Angel, her record in heaven, the recording angel, already has her sinning when she gave the consent of her will.
在天上的天使在记录的时候就在他已经做出决定那一刻起他就已经犯罪了。
Well, you say, how do you know that? Maybe that's just your idea.
那你可能说这是你自己想象出来的吧你怎么知道的呢
So let me take you to what Jesus said.
那我们来看看耶稣是怎么说的。
Now he was talking about the sin of adultery.
那这个时候他 耶稣谈到的是关于犯奸淫的罪。
In the Sermon on the Mount,
是在这个山这个讲道的时候。
And when he came to the sin of adultery, here's what he said.
那当他提到奸淫的时候，他是这样说的。
He said, "I say unto you, whoso looketh on a woman to lust after her hath committed adultery with her already in his heart."
只是我告诉你们，凡看见妇女就动淫念的，这人心里已经与她犯奸淫了。
What Jesus is saying is this.
这个是在登山宝训里马太福音第五章第二十八节。
It's not wrong to see the woman.
所以耶稣的意思是说，你看见一个女人并没有错。
But when you start with a lustful thought, you're already guilty of the sin of adultery.
但是你心里就是他讲的这个动了淫念，已经开始在想象的时候，那个时候就已经是算犯了奸淫了。
I have young men come to me all the time. They say, "Well, I see a nice-looking woman."
然后我常常有一些年轻人来跟我说，我看到一个很漂亮的女孩子。
And you can't help what you see.
你没有办法控制说自己不看见她。
But you know in your mind when you say, "I would if I could."
但是你知道你当你的念头里开始有一些说想要做什么事情的时候。
If my wife wouldn't catch me.
如果我的太太没有发现我。
Or my husband.
或者我的先生没有发现。
Or would cost me my job.
或者我会因此丢了工作。
When you've gone that far, then you've crossed the line.
当你已经开始就是在头脑里实施这的时候，你就已经越过这个界限了。
And if you're a child of God and you're walking in all the light,
所以如果你是神的孩子，然后你在光中行走的话，
God will be faithful.
神是信实的。
And He will steer you clear when you're tempted to have lustful thoughts.
所以当你受到这样的试探的时候，神会帮助你胜过。
So if you don't give the consent of your will, you don't sin.
也就是说，当你心里没有这个决定，做这个意志上的选择的时候，你就没有。犯罪。
You must know.
你第一，你必须要有知识。
Then you must choose.
第二，你要做出这样的选择。
And you have to do both of those, or you don't sin.
所以这，如果罪恶是的产生，这两个条件缺一不可。
Now, you must know something is wrong, and then you must make the choice. There, I have it on the slide again.
那我在这张投影片上也讲到，你必须知道什么是对和错。第二，还要做出选择。
Let me tell you about what happened to my wife and me.
那我来给你讲一个我跟我太太的事情。
About 16 years ago, we built our own home in the woods.
大概16年前，我们在一个树林里盖了一个我们自己的房子。
Now my wife is a very frugal woman.
我的太太是一个很节俭的人。
She goes shopping and comes home with nothing.
她常常出去买东西，然后回来什么也没买。
You men can eat your heart out.
然后呢，你可以，我可以吃很多东西。
So she doesn't ask for much.
所以她的要求并不高。
And after we moved into our new house,
我们搬到这个新盖的房子里。
She started noticing these different birds in our backyard.
她看到我们的后院里有各式各样的鸟。
So she said, "Honey," she said, "Why don't we start feeding birds? We'll become bird watchers."
然后所以他就很感兴趣，就是说我们来那个弄一些东西来喂这些鸟，我们可以经常看它们。
So I'm thinking my wife never asks for anything, and if she wants to watch birds, we're going to watch birds.
所以我想说我太太其实平时要求很少的，所以如果这个是她想要的，我就尽力满足她。
So we drove to the city and we went to a pet shop and we bought some equipment for bird watching.
那当然我们就到了一个这种宠物店，然后买了一些就是这个看需要观察鸟所需要的这些东西。
We got those big long tube feeders.
有那种专门喂鸟的很长的这种圆柱状的一个东西。
And the hook and the rod that you hang them on.
就是你可以把它挂在树上，鸟可以来吃食。
We found out what kind of birds like what kind of seed.
然后我们也发现知道说什么样的鸟喜欢什么样的吃什么样的种子。
And my wife loves those big red cardinals.
然后我太太很喜欢那个红色的是知更鸟吗？
And they love sunflower seed.
然后这些鸟他们喜欢吃葵花籽。
So we bought sunflower seed for the cardinals.
所以我们就买了很多葵花籽。
We bought a pair of binoculars.
还买了一副望远镜。
We bought a book that has all the birds in it.
然后还有一本书讲都是什么鸟什么样子。
And we started bird watching.
我们都准备好然后就来看鸟。
So she was so happy at all the new birds in her backyard.
然后每天常常有新的鸟来，她就很开心。
Now you men will know that when your wife is excited about something, she'll let out some kind of little squeal.
你知道这个男生都知道，如果你太太这个很开心、很激动的时候，她就会那个发出一些这个。
And I can tell when it's a good squeal and a bad squeal.
所以他叫这种兴奋的叫的时候，我可以听得出来是一个高兴的叫，还是一个这种失望的叫。
So one morning I was upstairs.
所以有一天早上我还在楼上的时候。
And she let out a squeal.
我就听见她这样叫了一声。
And I ran to the top of the steps and I said, "What is it?"
所以我就赶快冲下来，我说怎么回事啊
？Oh, she said, "Look out there."
她说你看，你看。
Beautiful red cardinals.
有一个很漂亮的这个红色的那个知更鸟。
She was just so excited.
她高兴极了。
Well, a few days later, one morning.
然后过了几天，又有一天早上。
She let out another squeal.
这次叫的有点不一样。
It was not a good squeal.
这不是一个这个兴奋的这种喊声。
Here I said, "What's wrong?"
然后我就问她怎么了，出什么事了
？Well, she said, "Look out there."
她说你看看，你看看。
So I went over to a window in a little bathroom nearby, and I looked out the window.
所以我从这个旁边的一个窗户看出去。
And there was a big squirrel up on our feeder.
然后就看见一只很大的松鼠在吃我们的那个喂鸟的东西。
And where the little hole was, he had eaten and made the hole bigger.
这本来这个喂鸟的东西上有一个小小洞给鸟吃的，他把那洞掏得很大，在那儿吃。
And the sunflower seed was running out.
然后那些葵花籽就从那个大洞里都流出来了。
It looked like a drinking fountain. He just ate what he wanted, and the rest went on the ground.
所以他就在那吃他要吃的，但是这个葵花籽就这么全都流光了呀。
Oh, I said, I'll take care of this.
然后我就跟太太说，你不要着急，我会处理好。
So I went in the bedroom to the closet.
然后我就到我们的卧室的这个壁橱里。
And I brought out my rifle.
然后把我的这个步枪拿出来。
Has a big variable scope on it.
这个还很专业哈，上面还有一个望远镜。
Very accurate.
是一个非常准的一个枪。
And I looked at that squirrel down there eating.
然后我就看着那个松鼠还在那儿吃。
And every time he turned back to the food, I opened the window a little farther.
所以每次他一不注意的时候，我就把这个窗户慢慢越开的越来越大。
So I leaned out on the windowsill with the rifle.
然后我就从这个窗户把这个枪伸出去。
And he looked at me.
他回头看了我。
I pulled the trigger.
我就给了他一枪。
And I sent him to the great squirrel feeder in the sky.
然后这个把他都打飞了这一枪。
And I went out and picked him up by the tail.
然后我就出到院子里，然后拎着他的尾巴。
Carried him back to my trash pile and threw him on the pile.
然后就那个到后院的那个垃圾堆上把他一丢。
I'd taken care of things.
我已经把这个问题解决了。
The next morning she squealed again.
第二天早上，我太太又叫了一声。
It's another squirrel.
又来一只。
I did the same thing.
所以也同样处理了。
Seemed like every morning.
结果好像每天早上。
I was starting to enjoy this.
然后我每天早上都要打松鼠，我就开始有点这个还挺喜欢的。
It's like target practice.
就有点像在这个射击场上这个练习一样。
And after I'd killed about 10 or 12 squirrels.
大概杀了有十只、12只松鼠。
It came into my mind. I wonder if this is legal.
我忽然想，有一天忽然想到说，这合法吗
？And immediately I started to rationalize why it was okay.
当这个想法出现的时候，我就开始自己给自己找理由。
When I was a boy on the farm at home years ago,
很多年前我还住在农场，是个孩子的时候。
The deer would come out at night and roll in our grain fields.
那这个鹿有的时候晚上就会出来到这个我们的这个菜园来吃菜。
And they would flatten the grain.
然后就会把这些菜都踩平，他们好像会在那上面打滚。
And so my dad called the game warden, and he said it was all right to kill deer if they were destroying crops.
那这个我父亲就给这个野生动物的管理的这个部门打电话，那些人就说，如果这个动物呢在毁坏你的这个庄稼的时候，你可以把它杀死。
So in my mind, it was okay to shoot squirrels because they could get in the attic and eat the wire and burn my house down.
所以对我来说，我的想法就是说，我也可以把这些松鼠打死，因为松鼠有可能是会爬到你的阁楼上，然后如果把电线咬断的话，会容易引起火灾。
See, if you want to do something bad enough, you can find a reason to do it.
所以如果你真的很想做某件事情的话，你总能给自己找到理由的。
But every time I shot a squirrel, my heart bothered me more.
可是后来我每次打松鼠的时候，心里就觉得越来越不安。
I said this might be illegal.
所以我越来越觉得说，也可能这样做不合法。
Now the game commissioner lived only about 3 miles from our house.
那你知道吗？这个野生动物管理的这个负责人，他其实住的离我们家很近，可能也就3英里远。
In fact, I drove by their headquarters on my way to the college every day.
而且我每天上班的时候都会路过这个管理的这个中心，这个办公室。
And I decided the only way I was going to get peace in my heart is to ask the game warden.
到后来我决定说如果我心里要平安的话我就一定要问他们到底这件事情是可以不可以。
But I decided not to make the phone call from my house.
但是呢我那个时候 留了一个心眼我没有从我自己家里用我自己的家里的电话给他们打。
Because I didn't want him to trace the phone call back to me.
我不想让他们从这个电话上发现我住在哪里。
So I went to the college that morning.
所以那天早上我又到学校去。
And I dialed up them on the phone.
然后我从学校给这个野生动物管理的地方打了电话。
So I tried to be very positive.
我尽量用一种正面的这个态度。
I said, it's okay to shoot squirrels if they might get in your house, isn't it?
我就跟他说，是不是如果这个松鼠有可能到你家里来的话，你是可以把它打死的。
Because we were allowed to shoot deer when I was a boy.
因为我小的时候我们是可以打鹿的。
And here's what he told me.
然后这个时候他是这么说的。
Yeah, he said, it's okay.
他说其实可以。
It's a $500 fine and 30 days in jail for every squirrel you shoot.
你可以打但是每打一只呢就是要罚款500块钱然后还要坐30天的监狱。
I said, what?
开玩笑吧。
He said, you heard me. $500 and 30 days in jail for each squirrel.
他说你听见了每打一只要500块钱然后还要坐30天监狱。
I said, okay, thank you.
我说好谢谢你我赶快把电话挂了。
Now, do you know what happened?
你知道后来怎么样吗?
I just got light on shooting squirrels.
我就不再我这个时候有了这个知识就是这个光我已经知道了。
Now, listen closely.
所以你仔细听好。
I had given the consent of my will to shoot squirrels.
我已经那个时候有决定说来打松鼠。
But I didn't have any light. I didn't know it was wrong.
但是我并没有这个知识或者是说这个光我并不知道这件事情是错的。
That's why I say both ingredients must be there.
这也就是为什么说这两件缺一不可。
You understand I was making the choice, but I didn't know it was wrong.
对我的情况来说第二件事情是有的我已经有这个举动有这个决心去打松鼠但是第一件没有。
So I stopped shooting squirrels.
但是从那以后我的知识有了我就不再去打松鼠了。
And everywhere I go, when people have heard this, they want to know if I ever shoot squirrels again.
我每次给大家讲这个故事，大家都很想知道，说从那以后我有没有打过松鼠。
So no, I stopped shooting squirrels.
但是从那以后，我确实没有再打过。
Now let me give you one other example.
再有一个例子。
Let's see here. There are differences between mistakes and sins.
你的失误是跟罪有不同的。
Errors in judgment.
有的时候是判断的错误。
Mistakes?
是失误。
Let me tell you about an error in judgment.
我可以给你讲一个判断失误的故事。
John sent me an email and told me that June was going to translate for me.
那个庞中奇给我发了一个邮件说那个是张军要给我翻译。
And then later I got an email from Lei saying she was going to.
那过了但是过了一阵子刘磊给我发一个 email 说他要给我来翻译。
So I knew I was going to speak in the message this morning, plus the Sunday school.
我知道我今天早上要讲到也要教主日学。
So I was sending this stuff to Lei, thinking it was June.
所以呢我就把这个所有的这些材料都发给了刘磊以为他就是张军。
And I said to my wife,
然后后来我还跟我太太讲
Is Lei her Chinese name and June her English name?
是不是她中文叫刘磊英文叫 June?
And I sent her about how many emails? Five emails? Four or five emails?
所以我跟她之间大概来回了大概有四五封邮件
Thinking I was sending it to June.
然后一直以为是发给张军的
Now was that a sin?
这个是罪吗?
I was choosing to do it, all right.
我是确定 我有这个意志说要做这些事情。
But I didn't know who was getting the email.
但是我并不知道到底是谁拿到了这个邮件。
It's a mistake.
所以这个是一个失误。
It's not a sin.
这个不是一个罪。
So errors in judgment, mistakes, forgetfulness.
所以有一些这个判断的失误也好或者遗忘也好或者是说这个没有预见的估计。
If I forget your name, is that a sin?
如果我把你的名字忘了这是罪吗?
Now it's embarrassing to me.
可能对我来说很不好意思。
I like to remember people's names.
我希望能够记住别人的名字。
But sometimes I can't.
但有的时候确实就记不住。
And notice what I have in the next line up there.
那你看到我下面有一行字。
Mistakes do not bring guilt or condemnation.
你的失误并不会让你产生罪疚感和这个定罪感。
Is God angry with me if I forget your name?
如果我 把你的名字忘了，神会对我有愤怒吗？
No, I may be mad at myself. I may embarrass myself.
不会的，我可能对自己很生气。
If I make a mathematical mistake.
如果我在计算上出了问题。
When we first got married 50 years ago.
我们50年前刚结婚的时候。
I told my wife, I'll keep track of the checkbook.
我跟我太太说，我来记账。
Because I was the man of the house.
因为我是这个一家之主嘛，男生。
In about 1 month's time, I had bounced 3 checks at the bank.
一个月之内居然被银行退回来3张支票。
So I said, honey, why don't you try it? It can't get any worse.
所以我就跟太太说，要不然你来吧，不可能比这更糟了。
So for 50 years, she pays the bills.
所以之后的50年都是她来付账。
She has never bounced a check.
从来也没有被银行退过支票。
She can argue with the banker over 1 penny and win.
她可以跟银行为一分钱不断的交涉，而且能够赢了。
So if I bounce a check, have I sinned?
如果我这个被银行退了支票，这是一个罪吗？
In fact, if I do it on purpose, I can go to jail.
如果我是 无心的不是不会，但如果我是故意的话，我可能会被抓起来。
What if I'm driving down I-95 and I see the speed limit is 65?
如果我在95上开车，然后限速写的是65迈。
And I coast down the hill on the other side and I'm not watching and I do 70.
那有可能我正好赶上一个下坡，我也没注意，开到70了。
I didn't know I was going 70 because I didn't pay attention. I didn't mean to.
然后也可能我当时也没有注意，然后就开快了。
But the officer still might give me a ticket.
但是如果我被警察抓了，他仍然有可能给我一张罚单。
It's possible to have a crime without having a sin.
你是有可能就是犯了法，但是并没有犯就是圣经意义上的这个罪。
I knew the speed limit and said, I don't care, I'm going to drive whatever. There I made a choice, you see.
如果我是另外一种态度，我知道这个限速是多少，但是我觉得无所谓，我想开多快我就开多快，那个时候我是有一个选择。
All right. Now let me give you one more example from the Christmas concert.
我要下面要讲是一个这个圣诞节的音乐会的事情。
Let me tell you what I did and tell me if you think it was a sin.
我来告诉你我做了什么，然后你告诉我我是不是犯罪了。
This was 50 years ago. We weren't married yet.
这个是也是50年前50多年前的事，那时候还没有结婚。
It was Sunday night before Christmas.
这是一个圣诞节前的礼拜天晚上。
And the college was going to put on a Christmas cantata at the church.
那我们这个所在的这个圣经学院那天晚上呢要演一个这个弦乐四重奏。
This church was an old machine shop, just sort of a temporary worship place for a while.
这个教堂本身其实是一个很旧的一个工厂，只是我们就是借用一阵子。
It was not very fancy at all.
所以并不是很豪华的样子。
It had a vestibule.
然后也有一个那个
lobby.
有一个就是外面的这个门厅。
And it had one Sunday school room up above the lobby.
然后可能在门厅上面是一个主日学的教室。
And the ceiling was real low.
所以这个门厅的这个天花板很低。
That night the church was packed out.
那天晚上呢，很多人都在教会里。
Couldn't put another person in there.
就不可能再挤更多的人了。
And it was about 2 minutes till starting time.
大概在开始前2分钟。
And our choir director was standing in the back, just inside the 2 doors.
然后这个我们的这个乐队的指挥呢，就站在这个门的前面，就是在最后面门的前面。
And behind her in the lobby were the sopranos.
然后在她的后面，在这个门厅里站的是女高音。
And going up the steps were the altos.
然后这个女中音再开始往上走。
And the tenors near the top.
然后再往高处是男高音。
And us basses were in that Sunday school room.
那我是这个男低音，我们是在这个主日学的那个屋子里。
And in 2 minutes she's going to lead us into the front and we're going to put on this program.
那所以再过2分钟，她就要把我们所有人都带到台上来，我们就要开始了。
Now I had been in that Sunday school room before.
这个主日学那个教室我从前也去过。
And there was a door on one wall that I had never seen what was on the other side of that door.
那里面那个主日学教室里面有一扇门，我从来没有打开那个门看过里后面是什么。
I thought it was another Sunday school room.
我以为可能从那儿可以进到另外一间教室去。
So while I'm standing there waiting, I decided to find out.
所以坐在那儿，我们在那儿等的时候，我也没事，我就想看看那后面到底是什么。
So in that darkness, I opened the door and stepped into what I thought was another room.
那这所以那个时候里面还很黑，我就打开以后，我以为我是另外一个房间，我就走进去了。
And there was no room.
但是那个并不是一个房间。
I was out in the attic.
然后呢，就 出到那个阁楼上。
And I had a terrible letdown feeling.
然后有一种这个下沉的感觉。
And in the darkness, I was floating down.
然后在这个黑暗中，我就好像在往下沉。
And then it started getting light underneath me.
然后觉得下面开始有光。
And I was crashing through the ceiling down into the auditorium.
就是我已经一脚踩到那个天花板的那个板子上了，就是那不是一个房间，所以呢，当我踩下去的时候，我就把那东西踩漏了，然后就整个人就掉下来。
And I hooked my arm over one of the rafters.
然后就是会掉的时候，我就赶快用胳膊肘想夹住那个房梁。
And my brother was sitting on the back row back there.
那个时候在这个大堂里，这个我的兄弟就坐在这个后面这一排。
My pant legs were up to my knees.
然后我这个裤子勾在我的膝盖上。
And he said to his wife, "Those look like Paul's legs."
然后呢，我因为夹在那儿呢，所以脚腿都露出来掉在那儿。然后他就跟那个他太太说：“这看上去像是我哥的腿。”
And then I lost my grip and fell through and bounced off the director standing underneath.
然后结果我撑不住就掉下来，然后砸在这个指挥的身上。
This dear sweet saint of God.
真的，他是一个很那个好的一个圣徒。
He said she jumped up and down and made funny sounds.
然后他们就说他这个一那个蹭的一下就跳被砸了以后再跳起来，然后发出很奇怪的声音。
And she ran to the front of the church.
然后他就从后面跑，因为他本来站在后面，被我砸了以后就跑到前面来。
And she jumped up and down and made more funny sounds.
然后这样上蹿下跳的那个发出很奇怪的声音。
And I ran out of the back of the church.
我呢就从后门跑出去。
And I met my mom and dad who were just coming in.
然后那个时候正好碰到我父母刚好从那进来。
I said, "You won't believe what just happened."
就我就跟他们说，你们不会相信刚才发生了什么事情。
And the next day, my professor and I went back and fixed the ceiling.
所以第二天呢，我跟我的那个教授一起去把这个房顶修好。
Now, did I sin?
我有没有犯罪呢？
It was a terrible catastrophe.
这个是一个很糟糕的事故。
I didn't know there was no room there.
但是我并不知道那个门打开并不是一个房间。
See, I had made the choice to go out, but I didn't know what was wrong.
虽然我做了决定要把门打开，然后进到那里边，但是我并不知道这个是一个错误。
All right. So sometimes these might be called sins of ignorance. Notice I have that in quotation marks.
所以有的时候我们称这个叫做这个无知的罪，虽然这个罪是加引号的。
They're not really sins.
因为他们并不是真的罪。
Just mistakes.
而是一些失误。
Now I'm looking at the clock, and I think I probably should quit. It's a little bit past 12:30.
那、no? 我们已经有点晚了。
Time to quit. Okay.、So I hope I've helped you to understand a little bit today.
我希望我今天能够帮助你能够更明白一些。
You make choices all day long.
你每天都在做出选择。
The choices that have moral value attached to them.
有一些选择是有这个道德上的对与错的。
Are what going to determine whether or not you're walking in the light?
那会选择会决定你是不是在光中行走。
Remember, light is God's opinion of any matter.
然后也要记得这个我们所说的光就是神对事物的看法。
And if you walk in the light, the blood covers you.
如果你在光中行的话，耶稣的宝血就会遮盖你。
And you have God's smile of approval.
而且神也会笑脸来赞成。
I hope this is helpful.
我希望这个能够帮到你。
God bless you. You're dismissed.
愿主保守你们。下课了。